Greater Boston is considered a home for unicorns, not mythical horses with one horn, but unicorn as in a fast-growing company valued at least $1 billion. Some of the best-known companies in this area are Boston-based DraftKings and Waltham-based Actifio. Today, a Cambridge company that helps businesses move beyond conventional office telephones is approaching unicorn status with the announcement that it's raised $100 million in new investments. The company's also changing its name to Fuse. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports.
If your workplace is like mine, you've been using the same black desk phone for years. Well, 10 years ago, that office phone got on Steve Kokinos's nerves.
That something so important to people's everyday lives at work would be trapped inside systems that were so inflexible.
His company, ThinkingPhones, has built cloud-based software that runs on top of legacy phone systems. In his office in Cambridge near the Alewife station, Kokinos shows me how it works.
So you can see, you know, as you're dialing the phone, hey, Derek, can you you can put me on hold for a second? I'm just talking to Kurt here.
As he calls his co-founder, his computer screen pops up with a picture and background info, including the last time they talked in email.
So as that's happening, we were able to pull this information on Derek. So we were able to pull data from LinkedIn, Twitter, Google, and Salesforce. Now it's showing his work history, contact information. But the idea is that any of that information I wanted to know, I'm knowing as the call is coming in or as I'm making a call.
The software also lets employees text from their work numbers, video conference with outside clients, and answer their work calls from the road. And once the call's over, the interface automatically prompts salespeople, for instance, to schedule a reminder to follow up.
And let's just see. Get rid of that last parentheses. I think that's like a memory address or something.
In the company's tech support area, teams of developers are troubleshooting customer service requests, but they're running out of room. Just last year, ThinkingPhones grew from 230 to more than 700 workers.
It's going great. I mean, it's a good problem to have.
As the director of talent acquisition, Nell Heisner has been very busy, although she often has to sell people on the decade-old startup.
Yeah, I think we're just on the cusp of people knowing exactly who we are, so I think it'll make it a lot easier from a recruiting standpoint.
ThinkingPhones is trying to keep its startup culture despite the sudden growth. Avery Schneider joined the company in August and says Steve Kokinos, the CEO, still interviews each hire.
I think he asked me what I do for fun, and then we started talking about music. So I think we talked about guitar for about 20 minutes. Honestly, all I did was lay the scene for something that I definitely wanted to be involved in.
The growing number of customers is fueling this hiring boom. Some local clients include Acquia and Insight Squared. The Associated Press is also a customer. Steve Kokinos is not complaining that he had to wait 10 years for some corporations to buy his company's product.
There's many, many entrepreneurs where, you know, overnight successes were many years in the making. So I think we're probably the norm more than the exception. But having a little bit of time to really get our platform right, that work really laid the foundation for what's going on now.
Kokinos says the latest round of investment announced this morning is going to build on that foundation. Now called Fuse, the company is going to use the $112 million to expand globally and continue to find ways to help workers communicate. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.